This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome to hour number three. Dave Sussman here in the chair at Real Side Radio. You can find us at therealside.com, 855-732-5563, if you'd like to enjoy the conversation. And it, what a conversation it is. And I know that the last segment I went off on a total rant screaming about the media because, quite frankly, they are not doing their job, darn it. They are not informing you, the American consumer who wants to learn about what is going on. They are only trying to create their own narrative and then fulfill that narrative. And the question is, well, yeah, Fox News gets 3 million viewers. MSNBC and CNN get much less than that. There's 325 million people living in this country. There's got to be alternative voices out there. There's got to be alternative sources where you don't feel like you are being pipered off a cliff of leftist ideology today that is being shoved down your throat, foie gras style. Well, one of the things that I do at America's Voice News is bring you that alternative. But a good friend of mine, an American entrepreneur, is starting up something which I'm really excited about for him and for the country. And that is Kent Emmons, who's starting up a brand new network we want to talk about real quickly. Kent, he founded the All Comedy, All Time Radio Network. He's been a featured guest on Fox News and MSNBC, and he is also the father of Modern Family's actress Aubrey Emmons. You know her. My son has become really good friends with her. Welcome, my good friend Kent. How are you?
Sussman, it is great to be here with you, man. How's it going?
We're doing really well, except if we want to turn on the news and watch the frustration of exactly, I mean, let me just say this. I was doing 2 hours of news this morning, America's Voice Live, and we were talking about the Inspector General Michael Horowitz's testimony, and CNN, I don't know if you realize this, CNN and MSNBC were only coming in and showing the Democrats asking questions of Horowitz and basically going to panels while the Republicans were speaking. Can you believe this?
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? It's absolutely crazy. But you know what? That's kind of what they do. They spoon feed their audience. Sadly, it happens on both sides. It just happens that this particular one was outrageous. I mean, absolutely outrageous. And, you know, to take that kind of testimony and hide it from their viewers, I mean, obviously, I don't know that their viewers have the highest IQ anyway. But you take a look at that type of thing and you go, wow, no wonder they're low information voters.
Yeah. And
for the most part,
we
need to make them high information voters.
Yeah. And that's exactly where I wanted to take this discussion with you, because I think, you know, our viewers, our listeners that are listening to this across 53 stations now across the fruited plain, you know, they want information. They don't want to be told what to think. I always have the analogy. I'm not in the job of leading a horse to water and making them drink. My job is to let the horse realize that it's thirsty. And then what the horse will do on its own. That's what you're trying to do now with Crave News, right?
That's what we are doing. And first, let me say there's a lot of folks that kind of paved the way for this. And you're one of those guys because of your, you know, no BS approach to actual news. I've seen you come in, analyze stories, and rip both sides apart, getting to the truth. So I don't see you. I know that we both tend to be right of center, but I don't see you as this crazy biased guy that's out there just spewing stuff. I love how you break it down on Whiskey Politics. Of course, I love Whiskey Politics. but I mean,
thank you, good sir.
Compared, of course, I think somebody tried to knock you off over what's that liberal network, Air America or Hot Air America, whatever it is. They tried to knock you off. Did you know about this?
What was that?
It's a show called. No, it was Whiny Politics. And everybody, you know, we assumed we were going to be drinking. What turned out is they were just on there whining all the time. That's all they did. While Hillary Clinton got sloshed on Chardonnay, and she focus grouped reasons why she lost the election. So she's down to number 974 on reasons. Nothing sticking yet.
This is, folks, first of all, tell us a little bit. We've got a couple of minutes before our first break with you here. But tell us a little bit about what is Crave News and what's coming up here.
You know, one of the real issues that the Republican Party has, or just common sense people in general, and by the way, there are a lot of, as you know, a lot of wonderful, great, moderate, classic liberal Democrats out there as well.
Absolutely.
But one of the big issues that we have, one of the real problems that we've got, is we're losing that common sense touch with the younger audience. And of course, you know, me, you know, running comedy networks all these years and stuff like that, we serve the younger audience. And where we're losing those votes, if you take a look at it, it's all in the younger crowd. You know, we're not losing the minorities necessarily. We're not losing the suburban women like they say. We're losing in that younger crowd, and that declines and declines and declines. I was at the Republican Governors Association conference a couple of weeks ago. I saw some numbers that were staggering, and it all came back to that younger crowd. And it's because they're getting their news. First of all, the right is not putting out anything that really appeals to them. It's not edgy. It's not fun. It's not considered cool or hip like the left does. The left owns 99% of the news message getting out there to the younger crowd.
Right.
You know, when Liz Winstead, my buddy Liz, who started The Daily Show, started it, she didn't start it as a liberal, you know, forum. She started it as a fun, interesting show. But as everything has gone left and left and left, and Hollywood has really gone left, you've got, you know, Daily Show.
Right,
You've got, you know, all the nighttime talk shows. You've got Vice News, for instance, massive company, all left-leaning. You know, it's a bunch of guys on there smoking pot and giving their lefty opinion.
Yeah.
And it's not news. It's just lefty opinion.
Let's get into this after the break, because we're coming up to heartbreak. This is our short segment, and then the next one will go longer with you. And I want to hear about, you know, how we answer everything that we're seeing right now in the media, where people are just being drowned to death with ideology that's coming out and being screamed at by pundits and such. And want to find out why the answer is with what it is that you guys are doing and focusing on that younger demographic. We got Ken Emmons with us here at Real Side Radio. I'm Dave Sussman. Don't go away. We'll be right back after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
You ready, Steve? Andy?
I'm ready. How about you? You getting ready for the holidays, everyone? Dave Sussman here at Realside Radio, checking in with you on our third hour. And the time just always flies by sitting in the chair. I love radio. I do TV every day, but there's just something free about radio. And our guest right now, Kent Emmons, an American entrepreneur. He goes way back in media, and he's done Time Radio Network, comedy, and he's been on Fox News and MSNBC, and his new network, which is launching very soon. You're hearing it here first, folks, at least on radio, and that is Crave News, and that is Kent Emmons, my good friend. How are you?
Hey, Dave. Great to be here with you. Love it.
So,
by the way, you're a news guy. I don't know if you follow breaking news while you're there in the studio. Do you get the breaking news as it comes in? Because I just found a story. It's kind of crazy. These investigators in Russia have established a pattern of Adam Schiff's behavior. Apparently, with all of this stuff going on, you know, all of his people. He's been promising and telling everybody, I've got the goods on Trump. I've got the goods. We're going to get him this time. We're going to nail him. And, of course, it's disappointing for his followers all the time. Apparently, this goes all the way back to when he first got married. I guess he would come home and sit on the end of the bed, tell his wife how good it was going to be, and then nothing happened.
Sad trombone.
Thank you kindly.
Breaking news from Kent Emmons, folks. And this is what you're going to be getting from Crave News, but it's not going to be done with an ideological bent. Okay, so for our listeners across the fruited plain on 53 stations here at Salem Radio Network and GCN, tell us about Crave News, Kent.
You know, again, we were talking earlier before the break. Crave News is one of these media outlets that is needed badly. Again, you know, just to kind of recap, the only place the right or center right or even the moderate left, the only place people are losing, that we're losing, is in the younger demographic, that 18 to 34-year-old demographic, because they're all getting their news from social media. They're getting it from much hipper, considered, quote-unquote, hipper or funnier, more interesting news sources than the right puts out. And, you know, 99% of the media, and that's not an exaggeration, 99% of the media that hits the younger audience is, you know, they're Hollywood. It's left-leaning, very, very left-leaning stuff. And that's not a conspiracy. That just is what it is. They own it. So, you know, Fox News is wonderful, and I love Fox News, but their average age is 68, and I love those guys, and they're great at babysitting our grandparents and you know, doing what they do, but we're not going to win hearts and minds just by that. So we've actually got to go out there and really bring these folks over and get them into the real news cycle, not crazy right-wing clinging stuff, just the truth, you know, just bringing the truth and making it entertaining, making it fun, and that's what we're doing.
And you're doing it in a really creative way, so you're not just sitting there looking at newsreaders or pundits screaming at each other like they have on the news networks, but you're doing it more, and this is something that I like to do at Whiskey Politics, is more of a conversation, right?
It is. It's a fun conversation. It's headlines on the top and bottom of the hour, you know, fun, interesting, and then and guests. It's almost like Hot Talk Radio, although it's a digital television network.
Right.
You know, guests, it's in a talk format. So, you don't have a bunch of screaming right, screaming left. You know, you don't have that going on. You've got fun, interesting, hip conversations with cool celebrities and, you know, politicians, comedians, you know, a lot of people giving a whole different take on the news, but always keeping the news, the truth.
Yeah.
That's one thing that kind of drives me crazy is, you know, we said we were going to be doing a news network, and the first thing people would ask is, was it going to be right or left? And I've really never understood why news should be defined by right or left. It should just really be distinguished by the truth. And you can have a lot of fun bringing the truth. And that's what we're going to do.
You know, you talk about it from the perspective of, is it going to be right or is it going to be left? We're living in a divide today where it's a dichotomy. You have two different worlds. And if you just sit there and you watch MSNBC and CNN all day, your world is so much different than somebody that's just only watching Fox News all day. And I like to go across both sides to see what everybody's saying and try to formulate my own opinions. But you're going after something different here. You're going after a younger crowd, 18 to 35. It's a great demographic for advertisers, obviously. You know, a lot of those, let's call them kids, not to disrespect anybody, but you get to a certain age and everybody under the age of 40 is. When we talk about that demographic, what are we seeing in this country right now regarding people being involved? You mentioned here real quickly, you're going to be down at Mar-a-Lago next week at the Turning Point USA Summit, which is, you guys are having 350 people there. You're being very much involved in what the younger generation is saying. How important is that for the future of our country?
Well, it's really important. And, you know, you've got, again, with 99%, and again, not an exaggeration, 99% of the news that's going out there is coming from the left. And it's for the younger folks, for the younger audience. It's going, you know, from the left, and it's creating more and more left. So you've got this massive, massive, massive pipeline, not even just the news. I mean, you think about it. They, you know, they start with, you know, Disney cartoons and, you know, work their way into kindergarten, into the school system. Then you get into, you know, all the other networks that handle the, through those kids. And you've got this unbelievable left-wing, I always hate the saying indoctrination because it just was one of those overused words, but it sort of is.
Yeah.
And, you know, by the time they hit the news cycle, they're getting it from fake news sources.
Yeah.
And so, again, this is the most important demographic we can that we can focus on.
In our last couple of minutes
folks
here.
Out there,
yeah. I just want to say in our last couple of minutes here, tell folks where they can learn, because you guys haven't officially launched yet. So tell folks where they can learn more about it and sign up and do everything they need to do to get you on their TVs.
You know what? Honestly, Dave, as you know, we haven't even announced it. I'm not denying it. We just haven't announced it. You've been in our studios. Where those are being built out. We've got great studios here in Los Angeles. The next set of studios will be built in Nashville. So we've got, you know, a fantastic crew, fantastic lineup that'll be announced. And, Crave News, CRAVENEWS.com. Keep an eye on it there. And we'll probably make an announcement right after the first of the year.
Folks, watch for this because, first of all, I've gotten to know Kent over the past few years. He's, first of all, a genuine guy. He's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. But everything he does, everything he touches, everything he invests his time and energy into, it happens. And you were with National Lampoon, right? Remember? Remind me.
No. There's a big distinguisher. There's National Lampoon, the film brand.
Yeah.
And, couple of Yahoos had that. We had that they were not part of us. And then there was the National Lampoon radio brand that we had. So
right.
We had the National Lampoon Radio Network, our own XM channel, and very separate companies. And really had a great time with that brand. Again, not a real relevant brand to a younger audience, but it was a cool brand. Our target audience was 35-54, and we had great with that.
Hey, Kent, thank you so much for sharing your evening with us, and we'll remind everybody where they can find you when you guys launch, and I'll be seeing you real soon, my friend. Thank you so much, and best, and enjoy the holidays. Talk to you soon, Kent. Thanks so much. And, folks, I'll be back to wrap it up with the final half hour here at Realside Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Realside Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Judiciary Committee is working out the final details on its articles of impeachment against President Trump. During evening debates, Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said abuse of power and obstruction of Congress cannot be overlooked.
And so, with a heavy heart,
But clear in my duty to our country, I support these articles of impeachment.
Ranking Republican Doug Collins calls the entire impeachment process a farce.
The real legacy of this impeachment hearing will not be the removal of Donald Trump as president. In fact, if anything, they see the majority for what they are, on a three-year vendetta.
The committee is getting ready to vote on whether to accept or reject the articles of impeachment. The legal team for the whistleblower is now preparing for the possibility that Republican lawmakers will call their client to testify in the Senate trial. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered. While supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
The truth.
And welcome to the final half hour here of a 3 hour Real Side Radio on a Wednesday night. I'm Dave Sussman, your host and purveyor over at Whiskey Politics. And you can find me daily at America's Voice News from 11 to 1 at America's Voice Live, and Thursdays at 4 p.m. at Whiskey Politics at America's Voice News. And of course, you can find all of that stuff on YouTube as well if you haven't got America's Voice News yet as well. We talk a lot about California on the show. We talk about the congressional districts in California and whether they're going to go red again in some of these districts. And one such district is the 33rd district, and a U.S. congressional candidate who is not only running against Ted Lieu, but I believe has a probably the best shot to beat Ted Lieu, and that is James P. Bradley, MBA. James, welcome to Real Side Radio. How are you, my friend?
Doing great, Dave. Thanks for having me on tonight.
So, okay, we are talking here about, first of all, the state of California is, you know, we got listeners all over the country at 53 stations on the Salem Radio Network and GCN. This primordial Marxist ooze that stems out from the left coast eastward across the country. And people just don't understand how conservatives, first of all, are there conservatives in California? And what the heck is going on in this state? You're running for one of the most, I would say, you know, Ted Lieu is one of the most controversial congressmen in the state of California. Tell us a little bit about the district and what it is that you would like to do by taking that seat.
Well, first off, I want to say I heard our competitor, Ted, he underwent a stent implant today for his heart. And I want to say that our entire campaign wishes him well and a speedy recovery. Regarding the upcoming election, there's a lot of reasons. Mainly, I'm tired of do-nothing politicians like Ted, who ignored the golden state, that once golden state that we can leave our screen doors open without smelling the fecal matter and walking over bodies and needles. So I want to get back to that, you know, good old Beach Boy days where you can have fun in the sun. Well, let me tell you the state of the union here. District 33 happens to be the epicenter of the homeless. Right now, it's exploded with the homeless situation, especially Santa Monica and Venice. According to L.A. Department of Public Health, 1,047 California homeless Americans died on the street in 2018. John and Jane Doe's. Can you imagine that? We're in the richest zip codes in the entire United States, but yet we look like a third world country. I say it's enough's enough. Our kids, our families can't even walk to school. They have to walk through feces now. And they can't even play in the park that's full of needles.
The geography, the 33rd District, what is that, South Bay?
It's South Bay, yeah. It's all the way from Agoura Hills, Calabasas, along a thin strip along the coast. They call it Silicon Beach.
Yeah.
The median income is about $105,000.
Okay. And Ted Lieu, you know, when I watched this guy on the dais up there at Congress, I remember the whole thing that he had with Candace Owens, right? And he made this, you know, he brought up this, what was it? He showed something on his phone. I forget what the issue was. But, you know, he took a lot of incoming. There seems to be a lot of hate around the country. And so what does the district look like as far as the D-plus number?
Well, it's a PBI index, which means the voter index, I believe it is, on the party voting index. It's a D plus 16, but that's declining. The last reporting period was a PBI plus 18.
Okay.
So we're showing hope. We're showing some level of sanity now.
Okay. Well, that's good news. It's certainly going in the right direction. And you guys haven't had a primary yet. And then, obviously, how do you think this debacle, this sham, this charade of an impeachment will impact the election for those folks like yourself that are running to take some of these blue districts, turning them red?
Well, I can speak to the swing districts. I think it's going to be a big plus for them. Those three states, Wisconsin and a few others. But California, when they did the last poll, they're really, really favoring the impeachment of our POTUS, duly elected president. I honestly think because of the career corruption here, when I call it the socialist state of California, because we truly are socialists, they are anyway, not us. There's a very strong conservative element.
Right.
I think we have a really good fighting chance, David. I really do.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things going on right now that I've been working aggressively on. I've been interacting the last 5 months. I haven't been fundraising. I've been just focusing on the local issues, bringing business back, getting rid of the homeless situation. We have to take a very hard approach on the homeless crisis right now. So as far as the chances, I think now with the last 3 years of Ted trolling our president, that's all he's been doing. He's turned his back on the district, and yet here we are, Ted Lieu, California, the homeless crisis of America.
Well, listen, when a lot of our listeners hear D plus 16, they think, okay, well, that's going to be, you know, more than tough. But I just got to say this because I've gotten to know you, and you were the top Republican in the 2018 California U.S. Senate race. You placed third out of 32 candidates. So you obviously know how to campaign. You know how to be a good candidate. Where can folks find you and help you out?
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, thank you. It's real easy. BradleyCongress.com. That's BRADLEY, Congress.com. And it's everything's on there. We're going to add more to it as we get more. I'll call it donations contribute. Contribute to the cause. We got to restore California to our.
And unlike the Democrats who are essentially running on an emotional hatred against this president, you seem to be actually running on actual tangible issues. You talk about, you know, in our last 3 minutes here, developing technologies and practices within the healthcare and insurance and fraud protection fields, obviously to save us money in our healthcare costs. Talk a little bit about what you intend to do there if you win this district.
Well, we're wrought with fraud, waste, and abuse in the system, and I have over 30 years in the industry to identify and come up with solutions. So we're going to address the Obamacare issue. Of course, we have the mandatory mandate out here in California by Gavin Newsom. So I have a good plan to go in and take care of the health care. They do have a good the administration. They have a really good team on point now. But with my experience, I can add to it. I did switch the industry, by the way. I moved from healthcare, or I should say the medical industry, now into digital and social media. So I have some good news coming down the pike here in the next couple of months. We're going to take on YouTube. based on the Constitution, free speech.
Wow.
And the protection of our rights, brother.
So yeah.
I'm really kind of mixing it up a bit. I'm loving it. I'm having a great time.
Yeah, I first of all, I mean, that's a whole other issue, and we could do a whole new segment on all of that just alone. Obviously, the censorship, especially of conservative voices right now online, is becoming really, really scary. You and I both have multiple friends and colleagues and associates and acquaintances that have been kicked off of the the Tech Titans platform. Your talk about Silicon Beach being there. You're right there in the heart of Google country in Southern California. Is this a fight you think is winnable?
Oh, absolutely. I think we have so much support right now. We're just doing the primary funding stage, and we're looking at, if all goes well, we're going to have it lit up right before the election. So all those conservatives, even progressives that are being the platform off of YouTube and Facebook, they're going to have a nice home to come to. Mm-hmm. They're going to be a higher monetization rate, and they won't be censored like they are currently.
Yeah. Everybody check James P. Bradley out. You can find him over at BradleyCongress.com. James, you are also a U.S. Coast Guard veteran, and you were trained in multi-departmental defense campaigns with both the U.S. Navy and the U.S. Air Force. So thank you for your service, James, and we will definitely be following up with you and seeing how things go towards the primary, what is in March, right?
Correct, March 3rd.
Yeah. So everybody check James out over at BradleyCongress.com, and I wish you the best of luck, my friend, and I'm sure I'll be seeing you, a lot sooner than March as well. So, folks.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and folks all across the country, Ted Lieu, he's one of those guys like Adam Schiff, just ideologically so far to the left, vehemently opposed to this president and Republicans, and he's really turned, the Democrat majority status in Congress right now into something which I think is going to go down in history as one of the worst chapters, in at least modern history. So thank you for everything you're doing, James, and greatly appreciate it. We'll have you back on again to get an update soon, okay?
Very good.
Folks,
thank you.
I'll be back here to wrap it all up in hour number three. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code Radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
And we need some black magic right now, because what is happening over in the House, I think they just wrapped up, they're pushing through these articles of impeachment by hook or crook, and they are saying everything and using every emotion possible to try and make it palatable. Basically, what is not palatable for the American people. Welcome to Real Side Radio. I'm Dave Sussman, your host and purveyor at Whiskey Politics, and you can find me daily over at America's Voice Live. And I'm in the chair here for Joe Messina tonight. And I just want to finish up hour number three. Can't believe it's been 3 hours already. Fascinating guest tonight. And I think there's just a tremendous amount of disconnect right now between the politicians, especially on the left in Washington, D.C., and the American populace. We're seeing the polls going in the wrong direction. We talked about this earlier. Independents, there is an 8-point swing now that they do not want this president impeached and removed. And it is independents that are going to make the difference come 2020. Now, not only are you going to make the difference regarding the president and who enters the White House, but also who represents their districts and who represents their states in both the Congress and the Senate. Yet the Democrats seem to have quadrupled down. We've got Representative Karen Bass, who has suggested that if president is not impeached and he is reelected, that she's open to impeaching him again and again and again. And they can come up with multiple reasons to continue this. Representative Al Green, you remember Al Green, he's the one that said that we can't beat the president at the ballot box, so we must impeach him. This is Al Green, who's saying that we need to impeach him. And if he isn't impeached and he's reelected, we will also impeach him again as well. These people are bordering, maybe not bordering, maybe they've crossed the line to become certifiable sociopaths. They are so locked in to their own echo chambers where they have their sycophants and their underlings responding to them saying, yes, 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 that's the way that you want to do it. They're listening to the base, the crazies in their base, the AOCs in the House, and the nut jobs on Twitter, and they think that's the American population. It isn't. Listen, I am a right of center person. I'm moderate on some issues. I'm fiscally conservative on other issues. And quite frankly, I'm very libertarian on others. I want the government out of my pocket and my bedroom. So it far be it for me to give advice to the Democrats. But I'm just going to tell you something. America has always been a strong country because of the bicameral, the two-party House, the two-party situation we have here with both Republicans and Democrats. You need the checks and balances. You need one party to check another. I don't want 100% Republicans either. I think some of them are crazy. Okay? But a darn sight far better than what we're seeing coming from the left right now. The Democrats have been overtaken by the MoveOn.org Twitter Inc. crazy nut jobs that have graduated from the Oberlin Gender Studies schools. They've now permeated our corporations. They have gone back into academia and they're indoctrinating the new generations. They've been doing this now for 50 years. And they were now starting to see the fruits of the Frankfurt School. They're going into our media and they are running roughshod over the First Amendment, trying to protect what they see as a narrative because they believe they're in the right, while censoring us, preventing us from having an audience. And even with all of that, and the tech titans owning YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, and the mainstream media, CNN and MSNBC and CBS and ABC News and the New York Times and the Washington Post and on and on and on. It is still relatively a split country. What do you think it would be if those folks that vote with their feelings and their heart because they believe what they've been told, that those of us on the right are racists, and this president is a xenophobe and he hates anybody that isn't a white supremacist. They've been told this, folks. What do you think the elections would be like if these people actually knew the truth? I don't have a hateful bone in my body. You don't either. And if you do, I don't need your listenership. But most people are not like that. Most people are not the extremes on the far, far, far right or the far, far, far left. We're the 40% around each middle, so the 80%. And we're just trying to live our lives and take care of our children and build a home and take care of our community and each other. And we don't want the heavy hand of a centralized government to get in the way and tell us what we can and can't teach our kids in the schools. Or that a bureaucrat 3,000 miles away can determine what is covered by my insurance in a hospital. I want local control. We all want the same things. We want clean air. We want clean water. But we don't believe that the heavy hand of a centralized government or a globalist UN knows better than we do. That's all politics is about. But the left have turned it personal. They've turned it in that you are hateful and you, xenophobe, racist, bigot, voted for this president and it is now up to us, being on the left, to take him out of office. How dare they? How dare they decide that they are smarter than you because they went to the elite schools and they're hanging out at the right cocktail parties, talking to each other in their echo chambers. And they've sold themselves. They believe it. They believe their own propaganda. And they're trying to take this president out of office, a duly elected president, because they know with this economy and with black unemployment and Latino unemployment at the lowest level in my 50 years, that he is unbeatable with that dais of crazy socialists that they're putting up as legitimate candidates. They're not. They want to turn us into Venezuela. They want to turn us into 1970s England, of which my father raised his family and decided, I'm getting the heck out of Dodge because there is a strike every single week and I can no longer run a business when they're taxing me at 85 and 95%. And my family went to Switzerland and Australia and the United States of America for a better life. Until the left decided that they wanted to run roughshod over California as well. And they have indoctrinated many people in this country, a good solid 40%, truly believe that me sitting here on the radio, espousing these views of free market and entrepreneurship, and not runaway capitalism or even worse, consumerism, but free markets, that I am somehow the enemy, that somehow I hate people. They believe you the same. And what they're doing right now with this impeachment is so damaging to us as a citizenry. It goes against everything the Constitution was trying to protect. And yes, it is a coup d'etat. Nonviolent, it is still a coup d'etat. And I'm sickened by this. I am absolutely disgusted by this. Yes, the polls are going against the Democrats, but they have the power in the majority of the House of Representatives, and they will steamroll this through while giving you platitudes of how I have to do this with a heavy heart to protect the Constitution. How dare they? The Democrats even had the temerity to bring up Martin Luther King's name tonight as some kind of justification to remove this president. What are we doing here, ladies and gentlemen? We're ruining this God-given gift of the rights that we have under the Constitution. They're throwing them away because they want nothing more than power. It's all about their power. And once they get it back, don't think they're going to go quiet. They're going to double down on that power to tell you what you can and can't eat, what you can and can't drive, how you could cook your food, electric or gas. And the list goes on and on. My heart is sick. And as we go into this holiday period, I won't be back here until January. I want you to take stock of the things that count in life. Your family, your community, each other. Because all of this crap that the left are stuffing down our throats foie gras style doesn't mean a hill of beans when it actually counts. What counts is freedom. And we've got to stop them in 2020. I'll be back in 2020 because it's going to be a hell of a ride, folks. Buckle up. God bless you. You can find me at David Sussman on Twitter and every day at America's Voice News. Thanks for having me tonight at Real Side Radio. Joe will be back tomorrow. Cheers.